τσουα τουια τερανίγι τεφενουα τε παπαε χωρονέ τεν άρα καυτά τεν άρα καυτά ως τα τεου νέιματε ότε τεου ότε μαρμα ότε ουχί ότα χειράε τεν άρα καυτά.
Ki te matoa te whenua, whakaaro pai ki ngā tangata katoa. Arohaina ngā teina me ngā tuakana, whakahonore te ato tātou kīngi atu heitia, te whirinaki a whatumona. E te ariki nui e te ata, ko koe te arawhata ki te hunga wairua, e noho mai nā i te wahingaro. E tiaki nei te aka i piki ai a tāwhaki ki te rangitua ngā huru, tukua mai te ngākau mahaki, e kūpapa atu nei. Tēnei o mātou pununga tāne, pununga wahine, ngā morehu o tēnei ao, mate mate tīnoi atu ki a koe. Ko mātou tēnei e muru nei, ki mua ki tō aroaro. Manaaki tea mai i roto i ngā mahi, whakaorangi a mātou, i roto o mātou māwiwitanga. Anō e pā, ko koe te timatanga, ko koe te whakamutunga, ko koe, te mana mutunga kore, rire, rire, paimārire. Tō te ākinga whakaora maramatanga mai e te atua, mō tō mātou kēngi atu heitia, mō te whirinaki a whatu moana, te kā ahui ariki mō ngā tinana e mā wiwiana, taino kia mātou katoa i te rangi nei,
Kapuatanga, iei, tai aroa, apaka moe mi tiki te ari I ka puta ko tera apaka maua kia tina hangye huye tai
Te reo, te reo, te reo irirangi
O nā te tawa oho
104.6 FM
Tūmeke
Ahakoa hei tū te matakahi Ka pakaru I āu te tōtara Ko tōna tikanga Ahakoa hei tū te toki Kaore e kore Ka hinga te rākau rangatira Hei painga o te iwi katoa I may be a small wedge Of a small army When being taunted By a large force
Te reo, te reo, te reo irirangi
O nā te tawa oho
104.6 FM
Tūmeke
Kala mō nāna te wairua Kua ia koka hina wānawa He kore rawa e tū whera Ki te kore
taught them when we were young. My parents were taught them. I was guessing our grandparents, but my understanding of it was that it was around in Tapuia's time, and it's been brought through and taught to all the generations from one Wiriwitiranga Paitapu. He was also Master Kawa and Waka Builder at Tiranga Wawe, so that's been, he's taught that. He taught that while he was alive, and a lot of those aunties on the front line were products of their parents who were in, taught by him as well as them. They're like Te Pau Manga Tawhiri Junior Group, I think they call it, Junior Club. performed it as a Waita Aringa, and we performed it as our Waitatira, our choral today. Mainly because Tainui is holding the maori for the exhibition. Waikato Tainui holds the maori at the moment with Te Papa, and Uwanuku is one of the most significant tonga that we have there, so that's why we put that into the program again this year. It was to pay our respects and to that, our tonga in the exhibition. That Te Puia composed. The full composition covers a lot of things about her life before she decided to take up the reins and drive the Kingitanga Kaupapa to try and achieve her tupuna's, her uncle's aspirations in regards to the Kingitanga. She started up the band. She actually started up a traveling haka troupe. So they'd walk around and fundraise, and it starts with and some aspects of her own private life as well. It's quite hilarious, and it's really honest writing, if I can say that, honest writing. And that only Māoris can write that. It's about some really personal issues, but it's delivered in such a way that it's not comical, but it's humorous, but still honest. So it talks about her life, about all the people's life, the people that came to work with her, the Paumanga Tawhiri, and how they actually worked and built up enough pūtea and built up the ground in Te Rangi Wawe so they could afford to cover the cost of build Mahina Rangi, where it is today. That's what that poem's about. Ngāti Haua took it out of the Bible and they've adapted a tune to it. And so it's really, it's a good way for them to one, learn what's in the Bible, as well as, you know, you're singing, you're enjoying it, you're praising everything, and now it's good for the young people. When I first heard it, I loved it because it was a bit faster than that. The tempo was different, but I think it was appropriate that they slowed it down for this particular rompe because it's our kaumatsu group, and they have a different wairua as well.
Yeah.
Kunera comes from Kafia, from Ngati Mahuta. And it's a farewell song, so you're saying, Hei kunera ai te wi e noho ira. You're leaving as we use for an exit. Very often used for exit, mostly used for an exit, because of the simplicity of the words. And she wrote that. I guess we're just sharing it around the whole of Waikato, really. But the words are self-explanatory in that way, it's a...
when she was alive, they'd come down to Wellington when the Māori Queen when Te Ataerangi Kahu and Waikato Tainui were going around the countryside propounding about changing from the Waikato Trust, I think it was Tainui Trust, to Waikato Tainui. And from the forming of Waikato Tainui was the Kahangani. Now my mother come down with that movement, and so did my young cousin Joe, who made the claim, followed the claim of Lapuini.
Right.
And he come to me and he says to me, "Cousin, what do you think? We've got this claim." And I said, "Well, why not? Well, you know, fair enough." I says, "And did the old lady," and I was meaning my mother, Mary and I, did the old lady support you fellas? "Oh, no, definitely. She doesn't want us to go. No, she didn't." She says, "Why are you following up the claim for what for a marae or what? You've got the marae at Matangi." He says to me, "Cousin, we want a church. We know our marae is Matangi, but we want a church at Waikarakia." "That's why we're following up the claim for, you know, for Koiriki, eh?" I says, "Good on you. Oh, your mother's not in favour of us going for that, for the Koiriki claim, eh? Because she says that we should be supporting the marae." I said, "But you fellas, you've always come to the marae, so I don't know where she's coming from, eh?" Well, of course, when my mother, when she saw me speaking to Joe, well, when it came time for a cup of tea time, she come over to me, she said, "E kui, he anga kōrero te tawahi. What did that little cousin? Oh, he's telling me that they go for their claim, that they're following up their claim, creating his claim, and they want to build a church. And I believe you're not in favour because you're saying that they should be supporting Mangatangi and the Mangatangi, you know, the Waikato claim." And she says, "No, why not? Why can't they? If it's there, if it's rightfully Koiriki's, well, why not? Why can't they claim for, you know, get whatever they want out of their claim if they can get anything to help build their church?" She wasn't in favour of them. I said, "Well, if they're entitled to it, then why not, eh?" I says, "And surely Joey Masai was a whānau that insisted, and historian had insisted, they go for the claim, it's there. They have to make the claim, eh?" "And it's there, so Koiriki has to make the claim, eh?" She says, "Oh, they should be supporting Waikato, should be supporting Mato, they should be supporting the Kingitanga." I says, "Yeah, Mum, of course. But no, if they're entitled to, if it's theirs, why not? They want to build a church, good on them, eh? You know, I'll be in favour of them building a church." Their people are all over the world, some over in England, a lot of them are over in Australia.
Koiriki.
My cousins. Yeah, my cousins are all over the world, eh? Some are in Sweden, some are in Europe. And at least it'd be somewhere for them to go back to. Because there was only a couple of houses, I think two or three houses left there in the Waikarakia block. And if they had a church, built a church, then those ones coming back from overseas at least would, you know, they'd have somewhere to go to. There's a facility there for the church, and they'll build onto the sleep to cater for those ones coming back from overseas. I says, "Oh, Joe, I'm still in favour of it. Still in favour." And he's still fighting. He's still waiting for their claims to go through. It's a long process.
Yeah.
Process in the day.
That sure is.
Yeah.
It just keeps going and going.
Yes.
I wonder if you've heard of Pakahorahora before? Have you heard that name?
Pakahorahora?
Pakahorahora.
Pakahorahora. Pakahorahora.
It's an interesting one. Some people talk about it sometimes, like a hapu. Some people think it's an earlier name for Koiriki, but other people think it's another related family group, but not the same.
Pakahorahora.
Pakahorahora.
No, I've never heard of that name.
Right, fair enough.
There may have been others, you know, older than me from out of the area, but not from Mangatangi. Mangatangi would never, as I say, we're there, some of the oldest people there, the takas have been there forever. The Edwardses, of course, have been there forever, but they've all passed on, eh? Yeah? Mm. The people who are there, second generation Edwards, whereas the takas are still there right from the word go, eh? Yeah?
Mm.
And the taka and the Edward, there was when the marae was built, there was my father, who's a taka, and his very first cousin was married to an Edwards.
Right.
And that's how come the relationship. And also, his... he was related to the te whare through his father's first marriage. We taka's first marriage was tōna wera wera te whare.
Right. Right. Was that a daughter of Te Irirangi?
Was a sister to Irirangi.
Right.
Sister to Irirangi. Tōna wera wera was a sister to Irirangi, married our grandfather, we taka.
Mm.
So Nine was related to we taka. Now, we taka's sister was Waipuia. Waipuia married a te mapu from Ngāti Whanaunga. Te mapu was from Ngāti Whanaunga.
Right.
Now, Waipuia was a taka. Was a takatelangi. We taka's sister. She had Katarina, who was married to Blackie Edwards.
Right.
Now, that's how Nine Taka had, was a cousin to Te Pare, Pompey.
Mm.
She was married a Te Pare, Pompey, married a Pompey. And Nine was a first cousin to Katarina Edwards. So the marae was consisted really of takas, Edwards, Irirangi, Te Whare. They were the makings of, they were kingitanga people.
Mm.
Those people long before they were kingitanga people.
Mm.
And they were also, I think a number of them was brought up in the Tamaho area. Going right back to the Tamaho, the original tangata, the chief.
Mm.
Their tūpunas were, eh, you know, just sort of... because they talked about this Tamaho a lot when I was a child.
Oh, did they?
Oh, yes.
Wow.
When I was a kid, oh, always talked about Tamaho.
Really?
Oh, hell yeah. Gosh. Mātani was no other.
Mm. You
know? They might have had other hapus that married, into other hapus, but always in Mātari was Tamaho.
Mm-hmm.
Our very first marae was Tamaho.
Mm.
And on top of the on top of the fire, the wahalo was Ngāti Tamaho. When I went back, I got the shock of my life. I said, hey, whose idea was this to, you know, put it on the right on the road, Mātari, Ngāti Tamaho? Oh, Lord, gee, looks a bit... well, a number of years later, Tamaho decided... Pātāpaka decided to have their meeting house Tamaho as well.
That's
oh,
right.
I tell
That's
you.
Right, yeah.
Oh, oh. I said, chambers, I don't know. Yes. Soon we'll be hearing, oh, there's someone else, so-and-so, oh, Tamaho.
Yeah,
but of course, there's Tamaho further down the coastline towards the Whakatāne area as well.
Mm, Bowen Town.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, I don't know how closely related we are to that in Tamaho, but according to them, that was their very first chief was Tamaho White.
Mm.
Oh, well, these Māoris that went around, began spreading their name around, because he went down, somewhere down that way, and fought during some war.
Mm.
But,
Te reo, te reo,
te reo, te reo, irirangi.
O Ngāti Tamaho.
104.6 FM.
Tūmeke.
I te honga ake i aku moe moia, ko te pua waitanga, ko te whakaaro. Ko tōna tikanga, mā te moe moia, mā te wawata, ka whai whakaaro. Ka whakamanahia, te tangata. When I awoke from my dream, my aspirations were realised. I woke from my dreams to the blossoming of thoughts.
Te reo, te reo, te reo, irirangi.
O Ngā Te Tawa.
104.6 FM.
Tūmeke.
Tina.